We've all seen the anti-federal movement in the country, the unfortunate editorials and news stories, which some of them mixing apples and oranges about overpaid feds, underworked feds, a variety of things. And there's just a sort of an anger out there, it seems to be. So this time around, we have a situation where the Congress is a record number of seats. According to Politico, 99 House seats are in play, and that may not seem like much out of 435, but it's a lot compared to most elections. And the lame duck session of Congress may seriously entertain proposals to freeze federal pay for 2011, to furlough people for up to 10 days, possible RIFs and possible hiring freezes. And this is not just a Republican initiative, because President Obama said that he was going to have to consider furloughs and not filling jobs. So this is across the board. Again, it's not a drill.
And were you a little bit surprised by the president saying that some of the lower end folks were overpaid? Using that particular phrase
He probably would choose another word, but you know, I admire him for being honest, because, yeah. And he also pointed out that the federal government, compared to the private sector, and this is a sea change, is more heavily unionized than the private sector. Yeah. And so he attributed that to the higher grades. And that's partly true, but it's also partly true that Congress tends to, there's something called grade creep and whatnot. But, I thought it was a very candid statement of his, and I thought it sort of diffused it instead of denying what is obvious to a lot of people. He said, yeah, that's the way it is.
And it's funny, because we posted this Congressional Research Service report that showed Fed pay over a long period of time, back to 1969, Fed pay up about a little bit more than 400%. That, of course, if you compare that to private sector pay, up more than 600%.
Right.
So, you know, there is a different, and I think people are a little bit frustrated. People go back to the USA Today story where they use Bureau of Labor Statistics to try and compare apples to apples as close, but it still is. It's a different thing.
It's a different thing, and it is truly an apples and oranges thing. And my favorite line is, Uncle Sam doesn't do retail.
Right.
So the government does not have a Walmart component. It doesn't flip hamper. Doesn't have a McDonald's
right.
component. So the government is a very increasingly administrative, professional, technical operation. And the average
more PhDs, more, I mean,
yeah.
and also I always think, you know, hold on, look at the scale of the stuff we're talking about. The president oversees a multi-trillion-dollar budget, and yet he's paid $400,000 a year.
That's a bonus in the private sector.
Right,
yeah. Not at radio.
Not at radio,
but yeah. Well, one of the things, and you could go to so many things, but I remember some years back, when they this is a NASA operation in defense, and everybody was in on it, but when they tried to reactivate that rover that
Mars,
was on Mars,
yeah.
And it had been up there for like 2 years, and they said, well, this is a long shot because its shelf life was much shorter.
And they
pushed the button, and it started moving, and it was almost a time for tears. I mean, these people were emotionally invested in this thing, and this little baby up there, probably the size of a kitty cart, started roaming around and doing its job, and I thought that was an interesting federal operation. And most private sector companies don't send launches to Mars and Jupiter and whatnot, so very different cat. And, you know, without coming off as an apologist for federal workers, they do get a bad rap when people start oversimplifying things.
And it's funny, because this weekend is the big John Stewart rally, and GovLoop, the Facebook for Friends, is actually doing a government doesn't suck part of that rally,
right.
Where they're getting together and, you know, saying, hey, hold on, time out. We're the people who, you know, you need to make a decision about whether the work that we do, but we're working hard.
Right, and I saw that in the post and the pictures, and while it's cute, there's a danger of trivializing this
right.
kind of thing. And Ann Applebaum in the Washington Post today had, as usual, an excellent column on the Stewart rally and some other things that, you know, people ought to check out. But these are serious times, and looking for, it's almost like the Salem witch trials over again. We're looking for a scapegoat for bad weather.
On top of that, I think there's a lot of issues that feds have to deal with that most people outside of the federal world don't understand, whether it be the budget process or the hiring process or the firing process or you know, Congress or politicals or career folks or, you know, and I think a lot of folks don't always fully know about those challenges.
Well, if you're an analyst at the CIA, yeah. if you're a computer type at Defense Intelligence and various places, Homeland Security, these people know a lot more than we do, and yeah. some of them have a lot of wrinkles out there. And they're doing some fascinating jobs and kinds of things we don't
talk about
understand.
Mission critical.
Well, and in today's column, I led off intentionally with a headline that would make people, I hope, read it, and it said "Fed sleeping on the job." You know, when we're talking about this, well, the example was a State Department guy who was part of the Haitian relief program,
yeah.
and during Snowmageddon, I think Suzanne Kubota invented that title, but during Snowmageddon, our 31-inch snow here. The city, as we well know, was shut down, and a lot of people couldn't get to work. This guy stayed at the State Department, and yes, he slept at night, but he was there for the duration to help out with this Haitian operation. And not everybody in the private sector would I think, do that or need to do that.
Yeah. So, and you're talking about this tomorrow amongst
others? Talk about, again, without scaring people,
right.
talking about the possibilities, what's going to come up during the lame duck session. Again, possible pay freeze, possible job freeze, possible RIFs, possible furloughs. All of these are out there and they're real. And also I'm going to have Dan Adcock and David Snell from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees. They're going to be talking about this, the overview for everybody. But they're also going to get into this proposal, you know, the federal retirees, military retirees, and people who get Social Security for the second year in a row will not get a cost of living adjustment.
Right.
They didn't get one in 2010. They will not get one in 2011. The Congress and the White House have both proposed giving them a one-shot $250 payment. I mean, some people think this is a sop. This is bread and circuses. Some people think it's necessary to help them pay their premiums. But who's that going to affect? When will it happen? What form will it take? And for our audience, will federal retirees get into this? Yeah. Will they benefit from it as well?